This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live. You can join us here. We'll give you the toll-free numbers and our Skype username in moments still to come, or to come tonight. We'll talk about the VR revolution, or evolution, I guess, that is about to hit and hit hard in about 5 days or a little under that.
Is that virtual reality?
Yeah, VR, virtual reality. I want to get into that. We just touched on it at the end of the show last night, and it definitely deserves more discussion. Something else I wanted to talk about, or rather someone I wanted to talk to, is Adamo Freeman, who is now unexpectedly out of jail. Oh, and there's pounding music there. I apologize. That's I'll get rid of that.
What is it, porn?
No.
That's what everybody's asking themselves.
No, that's trance music. Adamo,
trance
are you
music?
With us? You have Adamo?
I am with you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. It's a little shaky connection, but we can definitely hear you. So you are out. You are out of jail. You were in jail originally in Noblesville, Indiana, for chalking outside of the police station. They charged you with criminal mischief, a Class B misdemeanor in Indiana, meaning you face up to 6 months in jail because of this. And you turned yourself in about a week ago with the intention of sort of sitting in jail for a while just to see if they were going to drop the charges after a certain amount of time. T.J. Freeman came on the show last night to explain sort of the behind the scenes. He told us on the air that he had been actually paying you guys, you and Brian Sumner, your partner, on the Cop Block tour, $20 a day to sit in jail. And you guys had paused the tour, the Cop Block Mac tour, the copblock.org/Mac stands for Mobile Accountability for Cops. Why all of a sudden did you decide to get out?
Well, as some of y'all are aware, as you mentioned, Brian and I were both in jail, and the day before I bailed out, Brian had bailed himself out, and he had done that because him and I had been communicating. Our units were right next to each other, and so once a day during my out-of-cell time, I would connect with him and just, you know, see how things were going, talk about something that we would need to discuss, and then, you know, meet up with him again the following day. A few times we had been caught by guards. I mean, there's cameras. It's like wide open for doing this. And it was widely done in the units anyways, amongst other inmates. And on that time, they decided to move him to another unit to where he wouldn't be able to communicate me in that manner as easily. And so in doing so, they not only were moving him, but removing some of his privileges, like use of the phone, and put him on a two-person cell, but he was the third person in there. So he could have been on the floor, in the confined space, near the toilet. And so he had made the decision at that time to bail out. I was not aware of that time until they had come and got me to be bailed out. And so it was kind of surprising. And as some of the folks might know, is a week or two before that, I was in Kansas and kind of regretted bailing out. And
right.
So I denied bail at that time to think about it. And then after talking with, you know, Brian and some other folks throughout the following day, that our original plan had kind of been soured since one of us was now out and the dynamic would have now had been changed. And so I thought it would be best to also get out, you know, both in, both out was essentially what we came up to do.
Hmm. All right. Well, I thought it would have been interesting to see what happened ultimately if you had stayed in, see how they treat you versus how they treated
his case. Well, yeah, and that was the original plan, and the plan A was to stay in and see how long it did. You know, in our week being there, and I know I did speak to you on the show and one time off air, I was surprised at not only how backed up the court seems and overcrowded the jail is, but the lack of ability to communicate with the outside world. In many other jails, there's at least hard lead pencils that you can write with, or pens, or access to a law library where you can at least write motions. None of these are the case there. Some of the jail is going over remodeling, which is a blanket excuse, I feel, that the jail uses to, you know, not provide such services. And I feel that we would have been in there much longer. So I think that, you know, I was willing to try some this week, some motions off a regular pen and pencil through the long mail system provided by the jail. But yet I still think that that wouldn't have been very successful. And most likely after our first court hearing or just before on December 13th, we probably would have bailed out if we wouldn't have gotten a flat dismissal of charges. Mm-hmm. And that would have been on a mathematical equation, because around December 8th would have been 35, 36 days in jail, and that jail gives you 2-for-1, which would have been about 70 days in jail, and our max sentence would be 90 days in jail. So at that point, we would have achieved our goal.
So it's not a six-month max sentence? I thought
it is, Ian, but no, it is, but this jail does half of your time is good time. Most jails do two-thirds time. This jail does half. So on a 180 sentence, you would only have to serve 90.
Well, hold on, Adamo. I think that
when we were in,
I'm a little concerned with your numbers there, Adamo. And my understanding is your pre-sentence days, you do not get credit for anything other than the day you do. So,
you don't get good time for credit.
If you get a 90-day sentence and you have done 45 days prior to that sentence, that in most places you will have a 45-day credit against your 90 days, and then you would be able to do 2-for-1 after that. Get, you know, something like 22 or 23 days, depending on what they feel like doing. So I wouldn't, you know, I don't know. Maybe you're going to have to. Maybe you know better than I do in this circumstance. But I would be deeply concerned with your numbers.
Well, I agree with you, and that has been my experience too, Mark. That the two-thirds time and pre-sentence time does not receive good behavior time. Yet, as I mentioned, this jail was regoing some remodeling. It was overcrowded. It is normally a two-thirds time jail. And they have pushed that to halftime in order to make the revolving door go a little faster. So this might have been like I said, I think the remodeling aspect slash expansion was a blanket statement for reducing sentences and not providing certain services,
and my
including some of the lax meal.
My understanding of the plan here to sit in jail was to pressure the what was it, Fayetteville? What's the name of it?
Noblesville.
Noblesville Police Department and Noblesville Police Department into you know, making some kind of decision and letting you guys go. But I just can't see how that really motivates them. Their jails, you know, they don't mind if people sleep on the floor in their jails, so they don't have that same kind of pressure. I mean, sure, you're costing them a bologna sandwich, you know, three times a day, or, you know, maybe a little bit of extra electricity, but really not much. You're not putting much pressure on them by choosing to sit in jail. So I think bailing out in this circumstance is preferable. Taking it to court is certainly going to cost them a great deal.
But there's ups and downs, though. I mean, we were talking with TJ about this last night, about the, you know, the sort of the positives and negatives of bailing out. Now that you've bailed out, you're on bail conditions, right? So there's certain things you can't do. I mean, going out and chalking again, for instance, might get you arrested.
That is true. There isn't any bail conditions that we are currently under that everyone else isn't under, just being a part of the freer, open range prison. You know, obviously, like, some are, you know, don't use drugs, don't drink excessively, and like, you know, police contact is on there, but I don't think I think it has to be a charge. Not just like a probation violation for police contact. So I'm not too concerned with that. But to answer the question, I agree that just sitting in jail wasn't going to be the only way. There was a multi-purpose to it. So not only just going to jail, but we were going to file motions and try to get into court and like try to cost them money in that avenue too. So not just jail and not just court. We were going to try to do both. I had no idea the poor means to write motions or have access to library law books and research material prior to going in. And so in the first week, I didn't even know that I would be on 20-hour lockdown because I was classified as a medium security inmate.
Medium security for chalking.
The things that were unforeseen.
medium security for chalking on the sidewalk.
Yeah, they claimed that it was because of my career criminality, my multiple arrests is what got me my orange shirt.
But Damo Freeman is here with us, and we appear to have a little bit of a delay between when we talk and when he hears us. Damo, can you stick with us for another a few moments here? I do have a few more questions for you about what's coming next.
Absolutely.
Damo Freeman, the founder of CopBlock.org, is with us. This is Free Talk Live.
Honestly, we canceled an appointment to have Jake euthanized to give Dynavite a chance to save this dog's life. Jake is an 8-year-old male Akita. His entire stomach and groin area, his face, his elbows, his ears, every orifice was just riddled with yeast and sores. We had a vet treat him, and Jake didn't respond at all. My son heard a commercial for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 4 days, Jake started to heal. It was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. The yeast is receding, and now his belly is completely cleared up. It chokes me up. It brings tears to my eyes. Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology in hand, One World Way. After work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey to-do lists from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This whey protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us right here, toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, we've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. But if you have a question for Adamo Freeman from copblock.org, who is with us on Skype, then you can't call on Skype because we can't conference you there. So you have to call toll-free, 855-450-FREE. You want to get big savings at Amazon, here's how you do it. You have to have Bitcoin, number one. And then number two, you've got to go to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. You don't have to do it in that order. You can go to saveatpurse.com right now, sign up for an account there, and then go get your Bitcoin. And boy, has Bitcoin been on a wild ride these last 2 days.
Yep.
It has shot up today, peaking at, last I looked, at $420.
Did you celebrate?
Yes,
I bet you did.
And you can actually take advantage of Bitcoin and save 25% on your Amazon purchases. Or maybe you'd rather save 45%. Mark, you saved 45% on something recently.
My son did, yeah.
I have saved as much as 40% myself, and it's an amazing thing. Purse is awesome. You just go to saveatpurse.com to get started.
There, I find that I prefer to put in, savings between 20 and 30%. The fees are better that way, and you get things in a more timely fashion. 45 is just kind of like playing the lottery for something you don't expect to win.
So go to saveatpurse.com, saveatpurse.com to get started there. You do need Bitcoin, but then you can save as much all the way up to 50% off of your Amazon purchases. It's pretty sweet. I've done it more than 24 times myself. So let's go back to Adamo Freeman from copblock.org. He is on Skype with us here tonight. Freshly out of jail earlier today in Noblesville, Indiana, jailed initially on charges relating to chalking outside of the police station. And you've actually chalked outside of the Noblesville Police Department twice now. There was the first time a few weeks ago, and then a week ago when you had to turn yourself in, you chalked prior to them arresting you there. So I, of course, find myself wondering if they are going to re-arrest you and charge you with the second chalking, Adamo. What do you think?
Well, I've thought that as well, and I think, or I'm hoping that since both of us completed the bail process, I believe that that would have been one of their opportunities, at least, to bring up such issue. One of my things to do is to research how long they have to charge me on that, and I'm not quite certain. And I guess the second time would be, right at the conclusion of this to try it. Or I think that this is a sign that they may feel or may be realizing that they don't have much ground to stand on here. And so why try the second one? Because then they would really have to sell or, take it all the way. They'd be less likely to back out, in my opinion.
So
they haven't charged us yet. They haven't mentioned it. There was no warrant.
So you guys are going to trial on this in January, and as I understand it, you have a pretrial conference in early December. We were told by Brian yesterday that there's a plan to actually have some children come out in front of the Noblesville Police Department and chalk there, and then have adults play hopscotch on the chalkings the children do. Adults open carrying playing hopscotch.
Is that legal in Indiana, apparently?
Sounds like a lot of fun. Are you aware of that plan?
It was brought to my attention earlier today, and it sounds great, in my opinion. Even without this being our case, it sounds like a good event that folks could plan at local police departments, as a Saturday afternoon fun family time activist activity.
Totally.
So yep. I'm hoping that will still happen.
Well, and the brilliance of it, just to let our listeners know why that's such a great idea, beyond just that it's fun, is that if the police don't come out and arrest the children for chalking, then they have they're discriminating. Okay,
right. So there's equal protection under the law.
Yeah, they're engaging in viewpoint discrimination, and so if they want their case to hold up and say that you can't chalk in front of the Noblesville Police Department, that it will be considered graffiti. They can't allow someone else to chalk something innocent like a hopscotch or some pro police message. So if those people who are doing the hopscotching are unmolested and unarrested by those Noblesville cops, that may actually make your case and may result in you guys being acquitted at trial if they don't drop the charges beforehand. So it's a really smart move.
Yeah, you guys need a national day of chalking the police department.
They have that, Mark. It's called Chalk the Police Day.
And is that put on by Cop Block?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, when is that?
It was, 2 months
ago?
Yes,
it is. Yep.
There you go.
Yes, it was. It was September. September 1st or something like that.
Yep, and I think that if you can have some video, whatever passes for a trial for you guys, showing that the police wouldn't come out and arrest kids who are chalking at the police department, then that clearly shows that it's an equal protection under the law issue, and that it has to do with your viewpoint, what it was you were chalking, as opposed to that you were putting chalk on concrete.
We got a call. Do you want to take a call, Demo?
Yeah. Oh, of course.
We've got Tyrone in Georgia. Tyrone, absolutely. You're on Free Talk Live with Ademo Freeman from CopBlock.org. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Real quick, I just want to say, I don't know really what's more irritating, CopBlock or the cops. And please, let me qualify this. I've been following CopBlock for a while, as well as Free Talk Live for a while. And it's not one other group in this country that could play these games with the cops. Except white folks. So what CopBlock, all CopBlock to me is proving is white privilege absolutely exists. Who would even take the chance to play these games with the cops? Chalking and going to jail? Who would do that?
There are black cop blockers, so I'm not sure the point that you're making.
The point that I'm making is, I've like I said, I've been following CopBlock for a while. I have never, ever seen a black CopBlock, and I'm not saying that they don't exist. I have never seen any. And I don't think a group of black people would play these games, chalking, and, why would you poke the bear if you know the bear's going to more likely kill you if it gets a hold to you? I don't think black people play these games, at least not in the way that white people do.
Well, I'd like to hear Ademo's response. He's on a slight delay, so that's why there's a little bit of a delay. Go ahead, Ademo.
Oh. Well, I would agree. I mean, there's a diverse group of individuals that are cop blockers, most certainly of all races. And so I don't know if there haven't been any videos of chalking exactly. So maybe just like diverse groups of people pick up different, some folks like to go after checkpoints. Some people like to focus on victimless crimes. Brian and I are on the police accountability tour. One of those aspects of our activism is commonly chalk. And so, I think there's a lot of things that go on. As far as like poking the bear, everything's illegal and everything can be, subject to arrest. And so I don't think we're really going out of our way. Both of us have been chalking for many years and have refined our activism of chalking to try to be the least arrestable, manner as possible. I was arrested in Manchester for chalking on a building. I don't do that anymore because it's a quasi, a part where some will call it graffiti or damage, and the police officers seem to get more upset about that stuff. And so, in a way, we have, adjusted our tactic to, minimize these things. And so, in this case, it was a case of Noblesville being upset about it, just a few particular officers, and the liquid chalk. And so I guess we'll learn from that and adapt, but I don't know really what else to say to the caller's concerns other than maybe he should try to chalk some police and use the video cameras and some of the other tactics that CopBlock and they could help him, or he could see the benefits that aren't for just that he believes are white privilege. They're actually tactics and tools that can use to keep anybody out of jail.
Tyrone, thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. More with Ademo Freeman. It's Free Talk Live.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You wouldn't go swimming with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight in the studio with you, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com. You get to create the content there. Front page of the website has suggested show topics listed by and submitted by listeners just like you. You can do that, and you can vote on the ones that are already there over at freetalklive.com, so please enjoy that. Last night I did mention that our download links were still partially broken. Now they have been fixed, so...
It's awesome.
That was a problem for like 5 days, and now thankfully it has been remedied. So those of you who have been having frustrating difficulties with trying to download the show directly from freetalklive.com, that issue should be resolved. So please enjoy the brand new site, freetalklive.com. And if you are online at all, and you should be protecting yourself using ProXPN. If you're a Free Talk Live supporter, you're going to love this offer if you have Bitcoin. You can go to proxpn.com/amp/AMP, like advertise, market, and promote. And you can get 2 years of ProXPN for less than $50 worth of Bitcoin. And ProXPN encrypts your data connection, so your internet service provider doesn't know what you're doing online as soon as you start using ProXPN. And they've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, as well as Linux. So setting up is super easy. Go to proxpn.com/amp, pay with Bitcoin, and get less than $50 worth of Bitcoin. You'll get 2 years of ProXPN's coverage which is an awesome deal. It's a huge savings, only available for Bitcoin users. If you've got a credit card only, then you can use code FTL50, and that'll save you 50% off the regular monthly price if you buy the annual package. So get started at proxpn.com/amp, and as a bonus, $5 of your purchase when you do proxpn.com/amp will go to Free Talk Live and the Free Talk Live AMP program to help spread the ideas of liberty. And you get to take back your privacy. ProXPN.com/AMP. As we go back to Ademo Freeman, and we may actually have a slightly better connection with him this time. I had him change over to a different internet connection. Ademo, are you there?
I am here.
All right. Looks like the delay has gone away as well. So I want to get back into what's happening with the Cop Block tour, which was put on pause while you guys went to turn yourself into Noblesville police. You don't. Your next date in court in Noblesville is going to be in December, so you got a solid month between now and then. What's your plan with the MAC tour?
Well, right now, I guess it's technically still paused, but Brian and I plan to do a number of things that relate to police accountability with this incident and our criminal mischief charges, and so we will be filing motions, briefs, whatever else we can, and as well as heading back to Noblesville to cop block and, bring some police accountability to the city as well as the police department. And so
this was kind of originally part of the plan of the MAC tour, the Mobile Accountability for Cops tour. Copblock.org/MAC is the homepage for that. The original idea, as I understood it, was you're going to be touring around the country for several months and you'd be stopping in certain cities and actually really getting down into to what's happening in those cities. What are the corruption issues the police departments have, doing cop blocking, doing chalking, spending some time in different locations. So it looks like Noblesville sort of put themselves on the map for the tour, basically, for that.
Yeah, exactly. We had hoped to embed ourselves more with other cop block offshoots that have sprung up throughout the country. Folks who want to find one, if there's one near them, copblock.org/groups, and film them and collaborate and network with those on the ground in various different places. Unfortunately, we're going to kind of turn the cameras more on ourselves and encapsulate our own case into a little bit of the MAC tour than we had originally tended. And so at least for the short term here through the end of the year, maybe into the beginning of next year, there is a possibility, too, that we could, if they want to forego the final pretrial conference, we're going to be asking them if we can either have the trial on the 8th and speed it up or forego it and do it on January. I believe that's also 8th or maybe it's the 12th. I can't recall off the top of my head right now. And then if that is the case, then maybe we would head down to Texas and do that and then come back up. But right now, for like the next 2 weeks, it seems that we will be in or very close to Noblesville, not only showing folks how to file some motions, filming the deliverance of those and the process of it, but also cop locking the Noblesville Police Department where these charges originated from. Officer Tim Ratty and two other cops were the ones that seemed to be most offended, I guess, by the liquid chalk. And so Brian and I plan to spend some time with some other folks from Indiana Cop Lock, highlighting their police department, filming their actions over the weekend and producing content just as we would if we were on the road in any other city.
So it sounds like you got your hands full.
Sounds like you're going to get arrested again.
There in Noblesville, and certainly you are going to have to kind of tiptoe around, given that you are on bail conditions, probably won't be able to take as many risks as you might otherwise enjoy doing. Now, you mentioned that you might be able to get a trial in December. My understanding is your December date's a pretrial conference. That's probably not going to be a trial date, right?
No, right, but we do plan to file motions to see if they've provided us discovery. We have some DVDs that we plan to publish. There was a camera on the building that caught our crimes, and so we're hoping that, we don't need those formalities of these things. We hope to have the motions heard on dismissal, joining our cases, and some other things done in advance due to, we're going to argue that we would like to see the judge sooner because of, our time frame and some other reasons. Now, whether or not they, back in Massachusetts when Pete and I did these similar things, every one of our motions were denied. It is common that most of your motions are denied. And so that would just tell me that, they're looking to drag it out or prolong it, which may be because, they know that that's more damning to our agenda. But at at the end of the day, we'll roll with the punches and adapt accordingly. Like I said, it wasn't like the idea of the tour, and the tour will continue in its full once we've concluded this aspect.
So copblock.org/MAC, that's /MAC, like mobile accountability for cops. That's where you can keep up to date with what's going on, and I'm sure you'll continue to call into Free Talk Live to give us continued updates. And Damo, was there more that you felt needed to be shared tonight on Free Talk Live?
That's about it. I really just want to thank everyone who's given us support. And when I was being bailed out, two of the guards mentioned to me how relieved they're going to be for the phone to stop ringing. So it was nice to hear that was continually happening. Not so much, in my personal opinion, for the annoyance to them, but, you know, there's lots of stories these days with people who are harmed and or are found dead in jails. And so to know people are watching over you or checking in on you regular is a peace of mind for myself. And I really appreciate that. And all the support you guys have given us directly. Thank you.
Thanks, Ademo. And we'll keep in touch. Have a good night and appreciate
you
it.
Too.
That's Ademo Freeman, the founder of copblock.org, on the road for the mobile accountability for cops tour. So
what do you think, Ian? Do you think he should have bonded out, or are you disappointed that he's not willing to sit in jail for the next, I don't know, 30, 45 days for chalking on the sidewalk while the police chuckle behind their hands that he's getting treated like an animal?
Well, I mean, it all depends. I think people should do what they feel is right for them.
I agree.
But ultimately, you know, the idea was to kind of have a stare down contest. And I do agree with TJ's perspective that if you pay into the system, they know you're good for it, basically, and they'll keep coming at you. So if they know that you'll pony up bail money every time you get arrested, then they'll keep arresting you, or they'll keep, you know, trying to find reasons to arrest you. Whereas
they can't arrest you while you're in jail, right?
Well, they can charge you with more things in jail, but if you're being a good little boy,
unlikely they will. Yeah,
it's unlikely that that's going to happen. And you know, there's an argument that had they stayed in jail and then gone to trial and been found guilty, that they would have been sentenced to time served and, you know, called it a day. And then had they stayed in jail, they would have been paid $20 a day from TJ Freeman, who was on the phone with us the other day. He, you know, he did pay them for the 7 or so days that they were in jail.
What do you think they're going to get sentenced if they get found guilty? Because, I mean, I don't think they can find them guilty.
Oh, yeah, sure they can. I mean, have you read the statute?
Well, they ultimately, this is going to be unconstitutional, right?
It depends. If they crack down on the people who are chalking outside, no matter what the messages are, then maybe it won't be found unconstitutional. And I don't know if they're going to have the money to spend on an attorney to go all the way up to the Supreme Court on this. 855-450-FREE, that's our number. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Hi, I'm Rick Ossick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Conan is here courtesy of Black Sheep Rising. You can go to his website, blacksheeprising.org. You produce your show live off outside of your studio. Normally, you've got a home studio. You get your camera set up in there. You got couple computers you're playing live sound drops from. You pared the, you know, the remote kit down, I imagine, a little bit, and brought some of your equipment out to Keenvention this past weekend. How'd it go?
The reason to do the show at my house, you know, we used to do it at the studio, Cheshire TV, and every week we would have to basically build the studio.
That's a time-consuming.
Very time-consuming. We would spend up to an hour and a half just setting up. And we could tear it down pretty quick, but it just got it got out of control. And so I'm like, forget this. I've got a nice house. I got all this equipment. I could do this at the house. So
and then you can do it whenever you want. You don't have to schedule yourself around the public access channel schedule.
Exactly. So if we want to do something late at night, and it is a late night show. I mean,
right.
If you like late night entertainment, this is
exactly what we're trying to cover.
So anyways, this week and our last weekend, I remembered why I took the studio to my house, because breaking down all that stuff and setting it up is a pain in the butt. And, of course, having the show at lunchtime was a little off because not many people were bringing their lunch. They were all going out to eat. So.
Sure.
So I lost a lot of the audience. But good news, it's all been recorded.
Exactly.
So, I mean, and we had good guests. Brett Vinat was on for the whole second hour.
From the School Sucks Project.
And I know he's a real smart guy, so I could usually do drops, the entire show. I'm pretty good with them.
Sound effects.
Except when really smart people are on, and I become caught up with the conversation, I forget that I even have them.
Okay.
So you could tell the second hour, we talk a lot of conspiracy, we talk about moon landing stuff, we talk about lizard Jews, we talk about
when
Stanley
Kubrick. When's
that
show coming out? Is it this week?
I'll be putting it out sometime this week.
All right, cool.
BlackSheepRising.org. Also, you got a Facebook page. Go there and like it, and
yeah.
Make sure you give me a heads up when that comes out, because I'll put it up on the Keenvention website as
Absolutely.
Well. Absolutely. Keenvention.info, blacksheeprising.org. So I want to come back to the question you were asking, Mark, about Ademo Freeman, Brian Sumner, the two guys from the Cop Block Mac Tour, the Mobile Accountability for Cops Tour. They both bailed out of jail this week. And you asked, you know, should they have done that? Or what did I think about, you know, what they should have done?
You specifically, yes.
Now, I know for a fact Damo should not have bailed out in Kansas. That he agrees, was an absolute mistake. In Kansas, he was arrested on a warrant out of Noblesville, Indiana. So the jail he just bailed out of was Noblesville. A few weeks ago, or 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, however long it's been now, he also got arrested in Kansas on that warrant and then bailed out of jail there, expecting that it was felony charges. He was lied to by the police, or misinformed, one or the other, and told that it was felony charges. So he thought he's going to be in there for a while, better bail out. That made sense if that were actually going to be a felony charge. But it turns out it was just a misdemeanor. So had he not bailed on the felony, he would have likely have been, the next day when he saw a judge, would have likely been cut loose on personal recognizance.
Right.
And then wouldn't have had to pay the $800 non-refundable bail fee. So that wasn't good to bail out there. In this case, there's some real concerns with bailing out. You've got a police department here that they're very interested in you. If you are Damo and Brian from Cop Block, these aren't your average bailees in Noblesville. And, you know, it's one thing when you get arrested, you get put into the system. There's an argument to be made that the system likes to keep rearresting people that have been in the system,
mm-hmm.
especially if they pay up. And so if you've paid into the system, meaning paying the bail, then they know you're good for it, and they know you might pay it again if they rearrest you for something else. So that's one reason why you want to just keep sitting in the jail. That way it's just costing them. You're not feeding anything extra into the system there. Plus, if you get out on bail and then you jaywalk or something like that, because I don't know what the bail conditions are. He definitely has bail conditions. I don't know if they restricted him on violations or misdemeanors. If they wanted to put super restrictive restrictions on him, they could have told them, you know, you can't even get popped for a violation or that'll violate your bail. Now, usually it's misdemeanors, felonies, or major motor vehicles is what'll pop your bail. So we're not sure there, but, you know, it's... I was talking with Brian Sumner from Cop Block's Mac Tour, and he seems to think that they're going to be off the radar. And I'm like, dude, I know this is your first Cop Block tour, but you are not off these cops' radar. It doesn't matter if you keep your head down. They are on the lookout for you.
Oh, yeah.
These guys, they knew... When we talked to them before they were getting arrested, when we were just getting regular updates from them about what was going on the tour, they would comment that they'd go into a town in which they had never been before, encounter the police, and the police would say to them, hey, where's the RV?
So they're waiting on them, no doubt.
The police know where they're going. They know who they are. And you better believe the cops are communicating with one another through their little cop forums and the places online or whatever that they hang out. They have these police forums that only allow police officers in, and they're private. So, you know, you damn well better believe that Noblesville's talking with Kansas and talking with, you know, whoever else has seen these guys. And they, you know, they're expressing, you know, their desire to arrest them. And there's probably a little contest going on to see who can arrest the cop blockers while they're on tour. So Kansas has scored and Noblesville has scored points on this arrest the cop blockers game. And if you don't think that game exists, you're mistaken. That game absolutely does exist. I overheard them talking about arresting Free Staters here in Keene years ago in sort of the same game mentality as well. So it was
I'll give you game
points.
Mentality. Yeah. I don't know if, like, I would say that they have they put themselves up as a target,
yeah.
And if it, you know, if a target is a target, then there's a sort of a game to get the target,
right.
If you know what I mean. I don't think that they're, people are plotting out, oh, looks like Noblesville's up by one, Kansas is coming in from the backfield, right? Like, I don't think it's that laid out, but I get where you're coming from, and I tend to agree. But putting on, you know, jail is by its design demoralizing.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't blame anyone for wanting to get out.
You can't put on a good defense from being in jail, especially when you don't have a pencil and there is no law library.
No doubt.
So I kind of am of the opinion that these guys can do more to fight their case and mess with the system from outside than they are able to do from inside.
Well, there's an argument for that, but you know, how are you going to fight this case? The definition of the criminal mischief statute in Indiana, Section A1, which is the section under which they've been charged, is that a person who recklessly, knowingly, or intentionally damages or defaces property of another person without the other person's consent is guilty of a Class B misdemeanor.
So you fight it on a whole bunch of fronts. You point out that the government isn't a person.
And yes, they are.
We address that. Well, you know, from a legal standpoint, they are. But then you have to, at the very least, you have to make the government, the system say, oh, yes, the government is a person, even though it's just full of people. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Make them say stupid things is a good idea. Also, you point out that there's no equal protection under the law. Because here, Your Honor, some video of some children who were chalking out in front of the Noblesville Police Department. The Noblesville Police Department are gallant. Shining knights in armor didn't come out and arrest a bunch of 7-year-olds for playing hopscotch. Why wouldn't they do that, Your Honor? It's
well, they
because
don't have that video
they
yet.
Have thin, thin skin, and that they're scared to death of somebody saying mean things to them on their sidewalk.
They don't have that video yet. I hope they can get that video.
If they don't get that video, their case is shot, and they've got a much better chance of getting that video outside than inside, because you're relying on other people to do your activism for you, and that is generally a bad idea.
Well, they're not going to be doing the chalking. It's going to be children that are going to be doing the chalking.
Indeed, but you can get them there. You can drive them there.
Yeah. But also, they were being offered $20 a day to sit in jail.
$20 a day stinks for jail pay.
Who was paying
I've been in jail.
Who was paying them $20 a day?
TJ, who called the show last night.
And TJ is going
it's
above
than
and beyond.
Zero. I mean, it's better than zero, which is normally what you get when you're in
it
jail.
Is.
And further, if they end up going to jail after they're sentenced, if they get found guilty on this, then they won't be getting the $20 a day. So, you know, there's ups and downs to staying in and
out.
The
worst thing about them getting out, Ian, is that they showed that they weren't able to follow through on something that they said they were going to do. And that is
and it shows that they're willing to pony into the system. And, you know, the system likes people who pay in.
People pony into the system all the time.
That's right.
The system's designed for people that can pay money. No, Ian, you're coming to a conclusion that may or may not be true. You're saying that if somebody's got money, the system will arrest them. That is not the truth. The poorest people are the ones who are in the system the most. You have nothing to back up your statement with. It is completely unqualified.
Oh, no, I can back that up over and over again. They go after poor people over and over again, and the poor people pay up just like everybody else does. They pay on payments, sir.
Fines.
So what happens is they go and they pay on payments. So their friends, their family scrape together what little money they have to try to bail their loved ones out of jail. They finally bail them out of jail, and then the next thing they know, they get arrested again for something else, and then they're paying on payment plans.
The same thing to the ones that are in jail over and over again.
You don't generally get arrested when you're in jail. Our
toll-free
number is 855.
You get out, and then they arrest you again.
That's right. That's right. Especially if you're willing to pay into the
Sitting
system.
Sitting in jail does nothing to the system. Nothing.
855-450-FREE. I'm not saying they shouldn't have bailed out, but I don't know.
The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the new Healing Our World is a great gift this Christmas for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.